want the horse to go faster, they used to have to use the
whip. Well, I think I would have said whip. I suppose lash would be another, but whip would be more common.
You go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. The man might put your groceries in a box, but more likely he'd put it in a paper
sack or a bag.
Either.
Now, if you say paper, I'd say paper sack. Otherwise, if you don't put paper in front of it, maybe I'd be more apt to say bag.
He might put them in a bag, but he'd always put it in a paper sack.
That's it.
Paper. If you bought 100 pounds of flour in a cloth, you buy it in a cloth.
Bag. Or now, let's see, we used to speak about flour sacks, but we didn't have 100 pounds, didn't say 50 pounds.
Well, that'd be all right, 50 pounds.
But we'd say flour sack.
Flour sack. And potatoes in large quantities come in a different kind of material.
Sacks, usually?
Made out of...
Well, gunny sacks, is that what you mean?
That's the same as a... I would probably say burlap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'd say gunny. Mm-hmm.
Somebody says crocus sack sometimes.
I haven't heard that.
I haven't either. That is a possible answer. If you had a large quantity of cider, it would probably be in a big wooden... And the one that had the spigot on it.
Barrel?
And if you're carrying some wood, you might say that's quite a wood you have.
Load.
Carrying it, quite a load. Say arm, quite an arm.
Armful.
Armful. Possible also.
Yes.
You wouldn't say that's quite a turn of wood.
No.
Now a man is hauling something. He doesn't have a full load. He just has a... It's not a full load, it's just a...
Well, I would just describe that partial load or something, but I don't know any special term for it.
You wouldn't say it's a jag?
No.
Or part load or partial load. The lady does the washing. She goes out and takes the clothes down off the line, carries them in the house.
Well, clothes basket or hamper... Clothes basket would have been what I would really have used most.
A thing like a barrel, only considerably smaller. It might be just a little, it had nails in it. Sometimes you buy a hole of nails. Or
Pot? Is there such a word as a pot?
They describe beer that way. A beer...
Keg?
The musical instrument... Play like this, and wiggle his fingers. Somehow gives it
harmonica? Or mouth organ, we used to even say.
You blow into it. You wouldn't call it French harp, though.
No.
The kind that you go round, 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 round. The kind they pluck, and put it against their teeth, and make noise.
I don't know whether I even know that.
You ever juice harp?
Juice harp. I've heard the term, but the only thing we, as children, we had mouth organs. That's what we call them, mouth organs.
Around the barrel are big metal
hoops.
And if you had a bottle and wanted to keep the liquid from coming out, you put a
cork in it.
And
or a stopper.
What's the difference? Is it the same?
Well, a cork, originally, of course, is made of cork. And a stopper would be anything that stopped it from coming out.
Glass, maybe.